Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The coach, Ron Rivera's weekly appearance on the show, presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Get comfort now, pay later with 60 months, same as cash, on a brand new HVAC system. Learn more at FHFur.com. That's FHFur.com. FH Fur, absolutely the best. All right, Ron, let's talk football to start here. 5 weeks into the season, 2-3. Beyond the record, how far away is your team from being the team you hoped it would be when the season started?
I think we're getting closer than people realize. I still think there's some things that we have to iron out and we have to get better at. I do like what we're doing offensively. I thought there's been a lot of promise and a lot of positives that we've been building on. Defensively, I thought the last two games are a little more indicative of what we can be capable of, but we can still be better as a unit. I thought we took some good strides, but there were probably two plays that if we could have those two plays back, obviously you can't. But if we could, you know, who knows? We probably end up on the winning side.
You know, I heard you earlier this week refer to it as two plays. You guys did give up six plays of 19 yards or more. There were a lot of chunk plays against the defense Sunday.
Six plays is a little bit, probably is just one or two more than average. I think the unfortunate part is, you know, and again, football comes down to six plays, four, five, six plays. If you took all those away, yeah, we should win the football game. If you take two of them away, yes, we should have won the football game. So, you know, no matter how you look at it, it comes down to just that type of situation. The nice thing is to be able to say that, feel that way about it, that we were that close. So, again, it's on us. We got to go back, you know, work hard, make sure we're covering the things that we need to cover and doing the things we need to do.
I'm just curious, you know, you've said in the past, you look at it like four-game increments, right? At least with a 16-game schedule. And so the schedule, the way it breaks now to have Pat Mahomes, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and then a trip to Denver and then Tom Brady, you know, how do you view the next, you know, quarter of the schedule?
One at a time. You know, Kevin, I can't worry about who we're going to play next until we play this game. And that's the thing that's important, is we just got to stay focused on the one game at a time mentality. To me, that's how you view it. We got four games. Can we win all four? I believe we can. I don't see why not. We may not be favored. We may have to play some extraordinary football, but hey, that's the game. You know, the thing that I'll preach to the guys is that the best team's not going to win on Sunday. The team that plays the best, that's who wins the football game, the team that makes the least mistake. We made two mistakes more than New Orleans, and we ended up losing because of that. I mean, if you look at it statistically, for the most part, we outdid everything on them with the exception of red zone scoring, which we were typically been pretty good. So, again, it comes down to a matter of a certain amount of plays. If we make a few plays in the red zone, who knows what happens.
You said earlier this week, and you smiled when you said it because I was watching it, you said that Taylor Heinicke doesn't lack confidence. You know, that's not his issue. So and I think anybody would agree with you that you want your players, your quarterback especially, to feel like they're capable of taking on the world. What, if any, are the challenges when you have a player who is super sure of himself and you love that about him, but also, you know, has some limitations, like in Taylor's case, at the very least, inexperience? What are the challenges with that?
It's exactly that. He may see something and may think it's there and go ahead and throw it, and then all of a sudden, bam, experience would have told you you couldn't throw that ball that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, he tried to loft one up over the top, and experience might have told him either you have to put a little bit more speed on that ball, or honestly, you can't throw it. But again, last week was his sixth start, so those are things that he'll gain through experience. Those are things that he'll learn as he continues to play.
You know, that's a perfect segue, because I was going to ask you, you know, you've said week in and week out that Taylor Heinicke does things you really like and then also makes some decisions on occasion that he shouldn't make. When it comes to the decisions that you don't like, is he making the same ones, or do you see him learning and growing from them?
Oh, he's learning and growing, most certainly. I mean, he's a guy that looks at the big picture and then zeroes in on what he's trying to do. Sometimes, I don't know, it kind of fogs a little bit for him, and that's when he forces it. But when he's looking at the big picture and he sees it and then zeroes in, you know, it's that aim small, miss small type of attitude. And that's what he can handle and do really well. And then on occasion, when he sees too much, you know, they say that saying, see a lot, see a little. And so I think that's kind of him at times as well.
Let's flip it to the defense. We're talking to Ron Rivera, of course, the head coach of the Washington football team. Rough estimate, how much base 4-3 defense with three true linebackers have you even played this year? Do you know?
Oh, I'm going to say we're probably at about 18%, I think, is what I saw the other day.
18?
I mean, it's so limited. You know, we're really playing a little bit of matchup right now because of the teams we've had to play.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing a lot of five-man front. Was that the plan coming into the season, or was this more of an adjustment based on learning things and, by the way, availability of players?
I think a little bit combination of both. You know, there are some adjustments we do, some personnel matchups we like, some things we want to do against certain teams that are going to come out and give you a certain personnel group and then try to run the ball. You know, when teams come out and play a lot of jumbo, you know, they bring the extra offensive lineman in and take a tight end out.
Yep.
We don't want to line a linebacker up over the top of the 325-pound guy, so we go to our five-down package to help protect that guy.
Does any of it also deal with trying to get your best players on the field? Matt Ioannidis is one of your best players.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. I mean, you do want to make sure you've got the best 11 guys on the field at that moment, based on what you know you think the opponent's trying to do.
You've been in this league a long time. Tell me about the Chiefs' offense, how hard it is to defend, and where they rank in terms of some of the more explosive offenses you've ever seen.
Wow. I think when you watch them and you look at the things they do, it really is about the explosive play. Because they have guys that can go vertical and understand how important it is to go vertical. When things break down, they have a certain pattern that they like to follow with guys breaking and trying to make plays downfield. This is a fast strike offense that does feature a lot of explosives. And if you can limit those, keep them in front of you, as a lot of people have done lately, you have a chance to win.
So is that a big key defensively in slowing them down, is just keeping everything in front of you?
Well, trying to keep things in front of you, trying to keep pressure on the quarterback, connecting on routes, eliminating the run game, especially off the edges. You can create some opportunities for your team.
Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, as we were talking about it with Ron Rivera, coming to town. And yet, Ron, all of the conversation about your organization, or certainly the significant majority of it, has nothing to do with football. Is this frustrating for you?
You know, it is. It's tough. I mean, again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to go forward. We're trying to leave those things behind us and, you know, not really have conversations about them. But I get it. I understand it's a social issue and, you know, people want, you know, they want to get it out there. But for the most part, guys, the big thing, Kevin, that I know is that what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to create and change is, I think, a positive thing. We're trying to work on our culture. We're trying to get us to a point where we become one of those standard teams that people want to be like, and hopefully we can accomplish that.
Have you had to talk to your players about all this?
Very limited. Very limited about it. The biggest thing, again, I've told them is, guys, let's focus in on what's important for us, and that's playing football on Sunday, as opposed to what's interesting and what's happening outside on the outside.
Do they ask you? Have they asked you questions about everything that's been happening?
No. The guys, pretty much for the most part, have been focusing in on football. You know, when we get here to the facility, it's really been about football and preparation, which I really appreciate and I understand. You know, they're young guys, and a lot of the things that have happened really don't necessarily involve them. And again, they are very important issues, and the things that, you know, that we all do care about. But again, you know, we're here and we're trying to focus in on what our jobs are.
You told me once before, you know, shortly after you got to town, or maybe it was a little bit later and you came on the show, that when you took this job, you knew the organization needed a significant culture change. And culture change has been part of your mantra, really, from day one. You mention it a lot. You also told me, and I remember this, that part of the reason you took this job was because you felt you were the right person to take on the challenge of changing the culture. Be honest with me. How much more difficult has it been than you thought?
It has been difficult, Kevin. I'm not going to lie about it, because if you really think about all the stuff that we've had to deal with, and what's basically going to amount to almost two full years. You know, everything from the COVID situation to the social unrest, the Black Lives Matter movement, the name change, the investigations that have popped up. You know, and then my own personal health issues. It's been a lot harder, you know, and again, you know, it's like I said, this is hard. It's not easy, but that's the challenge. And I will be honest with you, another thing too, Kevin, and I did say that, I really do feel that, you know, this is the right situation for me. I love the opportunity to come to one of the iconic franchises. Again, this franchise started when the NFL started in 1932. And it's a big market team. It's got a huge fan base, which hopefully we can win games to get them back, because it would be great to have them supporting us. I really do. I felt that this was a chance and a challenge that I wanted to accept. And that's why taking this job was never about the money. It was about the opportunity, for those reasons I told you. I like the youth on the roster. I love the area we're in, the division we play in, and the history that's around this football team, on the positive side.
Yeah, and I appreciate your answer very much. You know, I think some of us that have been living this our whole lives and are from here and have been, you know, lifelong fans of the team, and the passion isn't the same, Ron, that it was when you guys came here in the 80s or 90s and played at RFK. It's a far different situation. But I've thought a lot about you here over the last week, and, you know, whether you and Stephanie are looking at each other saying, oh my God, this never ends.
It's funny because, you know, it's part of the job. It's part of the responsibility. And you're right. I remember coming here in the 80s and playing. I remember in the 90s coaching here when the crowd was still, I mean, when the fan base was still ruckus. I mean, they came and they lived and died with this team. And that's what I remember. That's what I would love to see us get back to. I understand it's hard, you know, and I've said it. If we can turn it around, if we can do some positive things, just imagine what it would mean for this community. I mean, this fan base is more than ready. We've got to now keep up our end of the bargain and do things the right way and win football games.
Yeah, if all of the other stuff ever stops. And for you, I wonder how much control over all of the other stuff stopping do you think you have?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do, obviously, with winning. I mean, I get it. I understand what's happening, you know, the social issues that are out there upon everybody, and they're being addressed. I just think that the thing that we can control is our football part of it. You know, going forward, trying to correct and change and then become somebody that people want to be able to say, hey, you know what? They're doing it right. That's the kind of program we want to support.
Just in the last 24 hours, and we're talking to Ron Rivera, the head football coach of the Washington football team, of course, and he joins me every Friday here. The report yesterday from the Post, that lawyers representing the team offered a financial settlement in exchange for the silence of female former team employees who had alleged that they endured sexual harassment while working here. Were you aware of this? Because it happened last February, according to the report.
Really? Okay. No, I was not aware of any of that.
You read the story yesterday, didn't you, or not?
No, that's the first I've heard of it. I mean, to be quite honest with you, you've been focusing on the football aspect of getting ready for this weekend. So that's kind of new. That's new to me.
So the Sean Taylor thing came up yesterday, too, and that caused another ruckus, again, never ending. Before I get to that, I'm just curious, what are your memories of, not playing against Sean, but being in the NFL as a coach and coaching against Sean?
Just a dynamic football player. I mean, a high-impact guy that could impact the game. He can impact the series, impact the play. I mean, that's what I remember of him, and I know he was one of the iconic guys that were here. Played way too short a year career, and it's very unfortunate. But I know this is alumni weekend. We plan to honor Sean and his family. We want to retire his jersey during alumni weekend, and I think it's really kind of cool. It's kind of neat to have these guys come back. And I know part of the thinking was to do it during alumni weekend because a lot of his teammates will be around. And so I think that's really a neat thing that the organization has wanted to do and plan out and have it done. I mean, this has been in the works for a while, so I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's just that the execution of it sort of came up short because giving fans 3 days' notice – that his jersey is going to be retired doesn't really allow for them to plan for it, and be there for the ceremony. In fact, it's a huge missed opportunity for you guys because it probably would have, added to the crowd size. Do you have any thoughts on just how this, was rolled out literally 3 days prior to the game, people finding out that his jersey is going to be retired in a ceremony on Sunday?
Wow. No, I don't. And that's unfortunate, Kevin, because he's a guy that's meant so much to the organization, and I know what they wanted to do, just like we did with honoring Mitchell, we want to honor Taylor in the same fashion.
The Chiefs are in town Sunday at 1:00, right here in your flagship home for Washington football, the Team 980. Ron, thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it. Hang in there. We'll talk next week. That was Ron Rivera. We recorded that yesterday. That was him talking about several things. If you missed our whole Sean Taylor stuff from the first hour, download the Odyssey app, rewind it, and you can listen to us talk about it then. Ben Standig, our Washington football team insider, is coming up. By the way, Ron Rivera is presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Get comfort now, pay later with 60 months, same as cash, on a brand new HVAC system. Learn more at FHFur.com. FH Fur, absolutely the best. Also, want everybody to know that you can become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest-scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotion sections. Then pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week, and if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Plus, hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account and try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. New to BetMGM? Download the app today and make weekend football even better. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. D.C. and Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? 1-800-522-4700.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.